95.7 Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Morning Hog Brew Review time. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. And Josh from SR Parrot is sitting right there. Good morning. He's back.
I'm back.
Guess what, bro?
What's up?
Steve and I were looking at the calendar earlier. Earlier this morning, we were like, oh, man. Father's Day is like Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, you're a fellow father. I'm a father. But we don't need the gifts. We need to give stuff to people. And you brought the gift of beer.
I did.
Right?
That way, y'all can give the gift of beer.
Oh,
as well,
look at that.
Oh.
That Bruce.
That isn't that sweet?
Hearts. Yes. Now, let me do it.
Yeah, give it the heart, Josh.
So you brought the quintessential dad beers.
Yeah, those old school.
I love it.
Probably the first thing you saw in your dad's hand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Figured, why not?
Yeah,
classic.
Do enough of the new stuff, right? Let's throw it back a little bit, bring back some of those old school beers and, kind of play it. dad role.
Almost like a reminisce.
Okay.
Is that a... Did you use
that infamous.
Did you use that as a noun?
Yeah.
All right.
It is a noun.
Well, okay.
You can reminisce. That's a noun. Well, actually, that's a verb.
You're right.
Yeah, all right. My bad.
We'll work on that
later.
Pretty
sure he's an English major.
Yeah, that's all right. It's no problem. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right. So I see, by the way, when you arrange these, there's a massive can sitting there.
Yeah, we'll get there later.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm saving the biggest for last. I get it. Okay. So where do we start?
We're going to start with old school Coors Banquet.
Okay. Ooh.
All right.
So Coors Banquet has kind of had this weird resurgence over the last couple of years. I think a lot of it has to do with the show Yellowstone, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
They drink that on that show, huh?
They do.
Okay.
Really?
Yep.
Never seen that show.
You remember the old school stubby bottles?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
I do love it. Because it says to me, it looks almost like a medicine bottle, and we all know beer is medicine.
That's right.
That's just science. And so we're about to start feeling better. Have a little bit of...
What's crazy about all the beers I brought today is the heritage behind them. Like, all these were started a long time ago.
Really?
As far as when they started producing. Like, Coors Banquet is about to celebrate their 150-year anniversary.
Wow.
150 years.
I thought you were going to say like the 70s or something like that.
No.
Was that the first Coors?
Yes.
Beer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
When Adolf Coors came over to America back in 1868, something like that. Started a small-time brewery. Went through the whole Prohibition era, came back. Small distribution network, and then finally everywhere.
Just started killing it all over the states.
5% ABV.
This is. I mean, I want to go cut grass right now. I'm not gonna,
really,
but I want to.
I'll give you my address.
No, I don't. I don't want to do it. I mean, I have the urge to do it.
Shoes are slowly turning the white New Balance.
Are they? Yeah. Are they? Oh yeah.
So I'm ready for the grass.
As you drink more, okay.
Yeah,
I understand. But this is this is like your. I would imagine there are probably some kids who's, dad let them sip a little bit.
Yes.
It happens. Like the last sip,
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Finish this.
Has that classic. I really like Coors Banquet.
Yeah.
Beer flavored beer.
Actually, a lot of the beers that we're drinking today, I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Like they're my, obviously I love craft beer.
Yeah.
But eventually I fall back into these.
Yeah.
At certain points.
Would you call these comfort beers?
There you go. I dig it.
I just made that.
No,
up,
I
bro.
Like it. I like it a lot.
That's free. That's free.
Okay.
That's our product. Cheers. You got that. I mean, I probably should have charged you.
Trademark.
It's fun. All right. So that's a great start. Where do we go next?
Good question. Let's keep it in the that Coors Miller family,
okay,
right?
All right.
We got Miller High Life.
Oh, okay.
So Coors Banquet, I will grab if I see it in a bar, typically.
Right.
High Life, if it's on draft,
yeah,
I'll grab it every
time. Really?
Yeah.
So I got Miller High Life.
Okay.
Learn something about you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
Like you said, though, beer-flavored beer. Sometimes it's nice to just go back to the roots of things and remember how beer got here.
I mean, you could have your Miller Lite if you want to. We recommend that. But High Life, you're taking it to a different level. I mean, you're elevating the whole beer game at that point, right?
Right.
And this has been around forever.
1903.
Oof. Wow.
Really?
That was...
Come on.
A while back.
Are you pulling up a calculator over there?
Yep.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. What'd you come up with?
120 years.
Oh, he's right. He's right. He's
120 right. years ago. Wow. I mean, that's pretty much over a century. We're pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally over
the
a century.
The math gets a little fuzzy. The more you have, it's fine. What is the essence of this Miller product?
So 4.6% alcohol, and it's the champagne of beers, right?
Okay. Yeah.
It has a long heritage. If you check out their website, they have a really cool story about how it started, where it's at now, how they haven't changed much of anything.
Yeah.
They have the girl on the moon as their mascot.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty much nobody knows where that came from.
Really?
Yeah, they don't know who the girl is or anything like that. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Like an unsolved mystery.
Well, maybe they're trying to balance out the whole man on the moon thing.
It was 1907.
Yeah, I don't think there was a lot of gender equality back in the early 1900s.
You never know.
Okay. Steve's got a lot of theories. But it's we know this. It tastes good.
It's delicious. Like I said, it's one of my go-tos. You know, it's an affordable beer, especially when you're out at bars and stuff like that. I love it.
You know what I remember about this beer specifically as a kid? I remember that my dad and would go fishing with my uncle. And when they come back, in lieu of getting the fish out of the live well or whatever, my uncle would have to scrape all the cans of High Life out of the back of his truck. I'm like, it's like 40 cans.
I think
four fish.
That's the best part. I think a lot of the beers we're talking about today, everybody has some memory associated.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that kind of brings you back to Father's Day.
Yeah. No, this is what you're giving you some ideas, maybe, if you haven't got your dad a gift yet. It's easy. You can go to srprot.com/beerfinder.
That's right.
Beers. But you can find these everywhere, right?
Damn near everywhere.
Banquet
used to be kind of one of those hard finds.
Yeah.
But like I said, with that resurgence lately, you can find them, you know, a good. Good chunk of places out there.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Oh,
excuse me.
Sounds like Steve needs a break. Uh-oh. Stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review coming up on 95.7 The Hog.